Hi everyone, my name is Anastasia and I'm the expert in procrastination. Procrastinating is an act of delaying or putting off tasks until the last minute or even past their deadline. According to professor of psychology, Joseph Ferrari, he's also the researcher of procrastination, 20% of adults in the United States are chronic procrastinators. Ferrari described procrastination as a habit of delaying important tasks that finally turns into a behavior pattern that makes procrastinator feel guilt. A group of researchers with Ferrari found out some interesting facts for years of their work, and I would like to share these facts with you. Firstly, procrastinators are more optimistic than other people. Here, good news, I've finished. The next fact, the procrastinators are not born, they became acting like that. Ferrari mentioned that most of them were raised and educated in a strict way, so these children even don't know how to hear their personal desires. Moreover, becoming adults, they continue hating different restrictions and subconsciously prefer communicating with people who forgive them their being late, delays, breaking deadlines, and so on. So, for procrastinators, it's easier to live that way and continue living like that. Fact number three. Procrastinators usually drink more than their colleagues or peers. It happens mostly because of lack of self-control. Fact number four. The most popular way of lying to themselves for procrastinators is to tell that they can work just under pressure. The second way of lying to themselves is to say that they will complete all the tasks tomorrow after having a rest. And according to the researchers of Ferrari, it doesn't help in both ways. Fact number five, the procrastination is not the problem of using time rationally. In Ferrari's opinion, to advise procrastinator to buy a notebook is the same as to cheer up a person in a deep depression. Fact number six, procrastinators are always looking for distracting things. The one used more often than others is checking emails. It helps to distract and you can justify yourself, your work. The other reason for looking for distracting tasks is that procrastinators are afraid to lose or to have a failure. If you don't do anything, you can't fail. Fact number seven. Among procrastinators, there is a very high percentage of people with health problems because they always leave tasks for the last minute and do everything in a rush, have problems with sleeping and eating. There are three types of procrastinators. Guys who love thrilling feelings because they feel the euphoria when they finally complete the tasks at the last moment. Mousy people who are trying to avoid fears of being unsuccessful or even being successful. They are afraid not to manage with tasks and that's why they delay them. And finally, irresponsible people who don't want to complete tasks, not to be responsible for the consequences. Most common demotivating reasons for procrastinators are abstract goals, rewards that are far in the future, feeling overwhelmed, anxiety, perfectionism, fear of negative feedback, fear of failure, depression, lack of motivation, lack of energy, and so on. So, I know my first reason to procrastinate. I'm completely physically and emotionally exhausted. That's why I'm sorry, but why we procrastinate and how to stop doing it, I'll tell in the next episode, next week. Now I need to sleep because I was honestly keeping my challenge of completing tasks, and there were too many tasks because I decided to complete not only tasks that I got last week, but also all the previous. And as I still have two jobs, I'm working as a mom and working as a marketing manager, I had my time just closer to the midnight and finished working and completing all tasks about 2 or 3 a.m. That's why I'm completely exhausted for the last week. But good news is that now I understand why I shouldn't delay everything, because now I tried to complete all the tasks I had, and I suppose it will be easier to do task by task. Also, well, it's really nice that I've completed them, because I couldn't do that for many months, and they seem to be very, very difficult for me. And finally, no, they were not. It was even interesting. What helped me most of all was the obsession with to-do lists. And I tried to write everything that I hadn't done for previous months and what I needed to do last week. And I started from the hardest tasks. And finally, when I completed them and had just the easiest one, it was simple. It was not so scary as I thought. Also, I've mentioned in my Telegram that I have two problems: to say no to people who ask for help, even when I'm running out of any resources, physical, emotional. Even if this task is very hard for me to do, I will say yes, and finally I will try to complete it in a very, very nervous and hard regime, in a rush. And so I really need to learn how to say no. And the second problem is that I can't say yes to some challenging and interesting projects because I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid to start doing something because I think I can't manage to do that, to complete this task, or I won't have a success. That's why maybe I'm losing lots of opportunities. So I've launched a poll in a Telegram, and you helped me to choose the challenge for the next week. Finally, it will be the challenge to say yes to a new project, to overcome all my fears. Thank you for help. I will also be back to the challenge of saying no. But now, also to cope with procrastinating, I suppose that it's very important for me to start saying yes. And I have lots of really interesting and complicated projects. I will start doing them next week, and I hope I will happily share with you maybe my successes, maybe no. I hope it will be the first. Take care, challenge yourself, and see you next week.